This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Some of you grew up in a Methodist background, and I have a Bible that's called the Wesley Study Bible. And they have a great commentary where they show what it's like to have a godless life in terms of every area of your life. And I think it's powerful. I want you to listen. I didn't even share this in the first two services because of time. If you have godless learning in your life, you're going to have cynicism in your life, according to this book of Ecclesiastes. You had godless greatness in your life, you're going to have sorrow. If you have godless pleasure, sexual and otherwise, you're going to be disappointed. You have godless labor in your life, you're going to hate life. If you have godless philosophy, you're going to feel empty. You have godless religion, you're going to feel dread. If you have godless wealth and money, you're going to experience trouble, one troublesome moment after another. If you go through the hallways of the classroom buildings at Cincinnati Christian University, you will see on the walls pictures of each graduating class since the 1920s. It's tough for me to walk by my dad's picture from 1958, but it's there. That someday, all of us are just going to be a faded photograph on some wall somewhere, either at a college or at somebody's house. You are, and so am I. We're simply, in a lot of minds, just going to be a faded photograph in a framed picture on the wall of a college, a high school, or a home. And my question is this: what have you done that outlasts your picture? What are you doing with your life that goes beyond your photograph that fades as the sunlight hits it? You're doing something that's eternal. It's called fearing God and keeping His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. I'm not one to quote imaginary stories. I'm not into fables. I just don't use that kind of material as illustrations. But I found one that I'm going to use today. It's an old fable, I don't know where it comes from, about a man who made an unusual agreement with death, with a capital D. He told the Grim Reaper that he would willingly accompany him when it came for his time to die, but he only had one condition, that death would send messengers to him well in advance to warn him. The weeks turned into months, and the months turned into years, and the years turned into decades. Then one bitter winter evening, as the man sat thinking about all his possessions, his portfolio, his net worth, the stocks and bonds that he owned, death suddenly entered the room and tapped him on the shoulder. Startled, the man cried out, "You're here too soon and without warning. I thought we had a deal. I thought we made an agreement." Death replied, "Oh, I've kept my part. I've more than kept my part. I've sent you many messengers. Look in the mirror. Look in the mirror." As the man complied, death whispered, "Look at your hair. Once it was full and it was black. Now it's thin, it's white. Look at the way you cock your head to listen to me because you can't hear very well. Observe how close to the mirror you must stand just to see yourself clearly. I've sent many messengers to you through the years. I'm sorry you're not ready. But the time has come to leave. The time has come to leave. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, today. Because today is the beginning of the rest of your life. Today, in a sense, in a figurative sense, is the youth of the rest of your life."
Well, from time to time, we take the time to tell you why we tell you about our website. It's a way not only to listen to messages you've missed on Cross Hope, but to find out more about this ministry we call Cross Hope Radio Ministry. You can become a part of this ministry. You can learn more about us by going to our website, crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.